As the farm crisis enters its third year, the heart of the problem remains the same: low prices. The futility of producing crops that cost more to grow than they bring at sale time is upsetting.
Darn right it is.
Southwest Minnesota farmer Rick Getke has found himself making a lot of changes to adapt and survive. He walks with a slight limp as he leads the way into his farmhouse kitchen near Fulda. He hurt a knee playing volleyball. In his late 30s, this 5'10" playmaker can still touch the rim on a basketball court, but he says he needs to stretch and warm up for a good half hour to be effective. He can handle that, but in farming, it sometimes seems no amount of preparation, planning, or plain hard work is enough.
We should be rewarded for the labor that we do, and it turns out that right now we don't get rewarded at all. It seems like the harder you work, almost the further behind you get.
Even though Getke says he'll probably lose money on his corn and soybeans this year, he did better on the turkeys he raises. In fact, he says the money he makes on the birds will keep his farm afloat. It's an example of what may be the biggest difference between this year and 1998. Then, every farm product was a price disaster. In 1999, there were a few bright spots. Extension farm specialist Erlen Wienes says thanks to better hog and cattle prices, a group of 65 Southwest Minnesota farmers he helps with management decisions did much better in 1999. He's still running the numbers, but Wienes says initial indications are the 65 will make much more money than they did last year.
If you take the average farm in our group who made less than $9,000 last year, I would think it's going to be up in that $25,000 to $35,000 range this year.
While that would be a big improvement, it's barely enough to support a family. And consider this, the federal government accounts for nearly all of that profit. An average-sized Minnesota farmer likely took home somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000 in federal aid this year.
If you took the government out, agriculture would make exactly zero or a negative figure.
Minnesota farmers got more than $1 billion in federal aid during 1999. While many people, including farmers, debate the wisdom of that type of subsidy, Wienes says one thing is clear. Without the federal money, thousands of Minnesota farmers would be out of business.
The farmers need fair prices!
Yes!
Are farmers getting fair prices?
No!
At a September rally on Capitol Hill in Washington, a group of farmers and supporters called on the federal government to do even more for farmers. Exactly what that role should be will be a major issue in 2000. Faced with an election and the likelihood of continued low prices, Indiana Republican Senator Richard Lugar has already predicted Congress will pass a multi-billion dollar emergency farm relief package for the third consecutive year. House Agriculture Committee Chair Texas Republican Larry Combest plans to hold hearings on the price crisis. Specifically, the committee will study what changes, if any, to make in the 1996 Freedom to Farm Bill, which governs federal agricultural policy. A more grassroots call for change is being led by Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone, a Democrat. In a speech earlier this month in North Dakota, Wellstone called on farmers and their supporters to go to Washington.
Before spring planting season, early March, we need to have thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people from rural America and D.C. raising the roof.
Wellstone made a similar call to action last fall, but nothing happened. He says this time will be different. Wellstone rode a well-organized grassroots campaign to victory in his first Senate election. He's planning a similar effort for farmers.
We have to put together the resources. We have to get some support. Some organizers have to be hired. And then we bring the people to Washington. Farmers, rural Americans, religious community, urban metropolitan supporters, environmentalists, labor people, all the supporters we can have.
Recent federal changes in crop insurance have already had a major effect. In northwest Minnesota this year, heavy rain again washed out thousands of acres of crops. The new regulations allowed farmers to collect payments on land too wet to plant. In the past, farmers could only collect on land which was seeded and then flooded out. Pennington County Extension agent Howard Pearson says it's a small but important change because farmers didn't have to spend money on seeds, chemicals, and machinery for a crop that had little chance of success.
Those that did get crop in the ground wish they hadn't. Yields were average to poor, prices were very poor, And as a general rule, those folks who had crop insurance and got prevented planting, who didn't turn a wheel, came out better than those who did try to plant.
Government's already major role in agriculture could grow even larger depending on what happens in Washington this year. There could be a big push to help dairy producers as well. Milk prices dropped to 20-year lows recently and have shown little sign of bouncing back. Many farmers see a great deal of futility in the government efforts because they say spending money on subsidies doesn't address the central problem. Farmers are producing too much. Farmer Rick Getke doubts government can pull agriculture out of crisis, but says something else might.
Sounds strange, but I think Mother Nature's got to do it itself. I think it's got to reduce inventories in the world, and especially the United States or whatever. And when it does that, then our grain market's going to come back.
Right now, there is concern that dry weather in South America could reduce soybean yields there. If that happens, prices in the U.S. will rise and help American farmers with their millions of bushels of beans in storage. Drought also moved into the heart of the Midwest Corn Belt last fall, including parts of southern Minnesota. Although it had little impact on yields, Iowa State University Extension climatologist Elwin Taylor says it raises concerns about the upcoming crop year.
What we can say right now is that the risk of having a drought a year is twice normal.
Drought is a double-edged sword, creating winners and losers. While a drought could mean big profits on stored grain, it also would mean reduced yields next fall. But for those farmers who manage to slide through with a decent yield while the full weight of dry weather falls on others, a drought can be the best of times. Full bins and decent prices. It's really a matter of luck. Nothing else much has worked for Minnesota farmers the past couple years, so maybe luck is as good a peg as any for them to hang their hopes on. This is Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio.